So we're going to turn our attention now to both the students and the staff. After getting out of prison for sharing their faith, Peter and John and other disciples prayed the following prayer. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. And God answered their prayers, and the church grew. Fervor is an organization that provides resources to help teens and young adults grow in their faith and relationship with Jesus. But all ages can use some of their resources to help them in their walk with God. They share 6 ways you can be bold for Christ at school. 1, be different. Serve others. 2, be confident. 3, invite people to church or your small group or youth group. 4, use resources and sources already available, like testimonies on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, things that already are there you can share with others. 5, be resilient. And 6, pray for the students and staff. Let's stop and pray for them to experience great boldness despite the threats of those opposed, and to see God work through them like he did with the early disciples. Father God, we thank you for your word that you say in so many places for us to be strong and courageous and not to lose hope and to be ready in season and out of season to give a word to those who ask us about what we believe. Father, we pray that people, staff and students in the schools in our county will be different, that they will come to serve and not be served, and that they will, by doing things that are different than what the world is doing, not only will they be noticed, but also that would draw people to ask questions. We pray, God, that they would be confident. They wouldn't look like they're afraid. They haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. So we pray, Father, that they would actually experience a sense of confidence and walk in that. We pray, God, that they would look for opportunities to invite other students or their staff to their church, youth group, or small group. Help them to see resources as they're scrolling through their media. When they see a testimony that they feel they could share with someone else that might minister to them, or a story, or a verse, or a meme, or whatever it is that could be a benefit to someone that they are trying to witness to, that they would be bold and share those resources with them. We also pray, God, that you would help them to be resilient, to stay and endure through it all, to bounce back when things happen to them that may not be pleasant. If they get persecuted or be treated differently because of their faith, that they would stay strong and be able to endure to the end. And lastly, God, we pray that you would help them to be quick to pray, that you promise in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. So, Father, we pray that you would give them that tenacity to keep praying until they see their light shine before others, that they may see their good deeds and glorify you, Father, in heaven, as you say in Matthew 5:16. In Jesus' name, amen.